when you've only been at the club 2.5, 3.5 weeks, 3 weeks, do you want to try and get your win as quick as possible? And I haven't been too frustrated because we've got draws. If I'd lost the last 3 games, then I'd have been, you know, a little bit more frustrated. But you know, it's a great win, and I think it's a fairly deserved win. We had a funny feeling yesterday. We said to the lads at the team meeting that we got a funny feeling we might get something here today. And when we saw the team, their team, because we thought we can swap and change it, I said to the lads, listen, how disrespectful is that to us? You know, we're the team that's played in the Premiership. We come down, anything can change three or four personnel. You know, so that kind of got the lads' backs up a bit. And even when we won a goal down, they showed great spirit and great, you know, even ability to play the game. I mean, the first goal is a liberty from the linesman. I mean, the ball goes out, kicks it out. Then the throw is like a seven-year-old throw with both feet off the ground. And obviously Gabby, you know, compounds that by making a mistake, and we're 1-0 down. But, you know, I think we had to go back in and still believe that we can come out. And said, so if we get the next goal, you know, because of where they are in the league, the crowd got a little bit apprehensive. Well, we could go on and win it, and that's what we did. The first goal we scored was unbelievable football. You know, what you want to see, you know, bang, 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 full but overlapping, someone running across the near post, you know, and getting a goal. And after that, I just felt, you know, we were going to go on and win it. I didn't think we was ever going to lose the game. Even though they had a little bit, couple of skirmishes, I thought we were the better team the whole day, to be fair. Apart from the first 15, 20 minutes when they had some good chances. Hogg should have scored with a header. We took our time to get into the game. But we had a game plan, and it worked. And, you know, I'm pleased for the lads, and, you know, I'm pleased for the fans who've travelled down. You know, it's and you see the lads are buzzing in here. You know, I don't get over emotional about winning, losing or drawing. You know, I'm happy because the lads, to see the lads happy and see the fans happy, and that's the most important thing for me.
You've been going on since you've arrived at the club about staying in the game even when you've conceded the first, and that was a magnificent example of doing that.
Brilliant. I mean, it's been like that since I've come. You know, I think Leeds away, we didn't stay in the game. We went gun-ho straight away, and we were 2-0 down after 60-odd minutes. The last three games, we've stayed in the game, picked up a point. Again today, stayed in the game, didn't get anxious. And that's when we spoke about going gun-ho from Thursday. Because I said, if you go gun-ho against this team, you get beat 3 or 4. We didn't. We stayed in the game. We kept a shape. You know, we worked hard. We were organised. And, you know, you've always got players like Thomas on, mate, who can score your goals. And the fact we got that first goal, second goal in the game, I always felt we were going to go on and win it. And that's by staying in the game. That's by doing the right things throughout the whole game, not having to change, keep your discipline.
Great goal for the first one. Great delivery from Tom. But, you know, people threw their bodies at you at the end.
Yeah, you've got to. And as you can see, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, when you're in the situation we're in, you know, you've got to put your bodies on the line. You've got to trust one another. You've got to fight for each other. And, you know, we look a big team now. You know, we look at book team, and with the delivery we've got, we should always be scoring goals. They're complaining, that it was a fail on a goalkeeper. I'm not sure. You know, at the end of the day, you just take what you're given at this place, and we just move on, and we move on to Peterborough. It should be a tough game.
Big call from yourself at half time. You threw on Ludovic Silvestre, and once again, the team looked better with him in it.
Yeah, I think, with the three in there, I think Erz looked a little bit tired. You know, Erz has not played all season. You know, he looks a bit tired in there. We needed someone to just get on the ball and just, you know, like he did last time against, who did he play last time? Birmingham, yeah. You know, Birmingham, and he got on the ball. He gave us that little bit of freedom. It worked. I mean, it worked. I wouldn't say it worked because Erz played well in the first half, but sometimes you have to change things tactically so we can try and get on the ball. And we did that, and I thought second half we were by far the better side, without a doubt.
I thought your two centre-backs were terrific again today.
Yeah, I mean, apart from Macca's mistake, which he's devastated about, you know, they're brilliant. They're working as a partnership, which you need. I thought the fullbacks were awesome. I thought Barry Ferguson was different class, different level today. And but that's when you get to stay in the game, because you get them given that desire, you know, and what it means, that kind of clean sheet mentality. And they won every header they possibly could. A couple of skirmishes in the box where I thought the ref might have been given a penalty, but he was brave. He was very, very brave, because I don't think they were. And we've got to build in it. We've got to build it. If you don't concede their goals, you've always got a chance of winning games, and we've shown that today.
I suppose Marco Futax will be claiming an assist at the end, will he?
I don't know who scored it. I don't know if it's an own goal or whether Gary scored it. I don't know who scored it. But it doesn't matter how it goes in. Sometimes, you know, we've been saying for the last probably three weeks, it doesn't matter how it scores, how it goes in, as long as it goes in the back of the net. And I think we deserve that today for the way we played, the way we, all our effort and endeavour. And it's great. It's great. It's a great feeling. I think we were always confident, in a confident mood. I don't think we weren't confident. We didn't have the belief, because we wasn't losing games. We were actually drawing games. And you're still trying to build. You forget we've only been here 2.5 weeks, you know, me and Alex Ray and Tomo. So they're still learning what we want, the demands that we're putting on them, and the standards that we expect. So it's still an early learning curve. But for the fans and for the lads, we'd be a great boost for them. But as I said, we've got a long way to go.
A lovely surface, and your team played some football on it, didn't they?
Yeah, we played some good football, really good football. I know where it's going, but don't even go there. But back to normal next week, eh?